This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, Brian, what is your interpretation of what consciousness is?
Well, if I knew that, I'd be a very wealthy man, I suspect. But consciousness is what drives you. Consciousness is the easiest thing to do and is to tell the truth and say, I don't know what consciousness is. Consciousness is me talking to you. It's me talking to Tim. It's you talking to me. I'm conscious of it. It's awareness. What did Descartes said? I think, therefore I am. Cognito ergo sum, and so forth. But I think consciousness is the ability to form rational thoughts. It's the ability to communicate. It's the ability to turn on a light switch. It's the ability to live, to be alive, to think of the future, to think of the past, to think of the present, what might happen in the future, what happened in the past, to learn from it. That's all part of consciousness. But it's a very, very difficult question to answer, as I think you probably know.
Tim?
A lot of Not even any more modern scientists, but a lot of scientists have taken on the materialist viewpoint that consciousness is merely an artifact of the brain,
mm-hmm.
the chemical and electrical processes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once that stops, so does consciousness. But And as you've said, Brian, I mean, you know, you've done this for a lot of years, and so have I, and I'm presented all the time with, I mean, and I know people would say, well, it's anecdotal evidence, but with evidence that shows that consciousness does not stop once the body shuts down.
No, it doesn't.
That it continues on in one form or the other.
Sure.
I mean, you know, from all of your years of experience, I mean, have you found the same thing?
Exactly that, Tim, without a shadow of a doubt. Consciousness does not end with physical death. This is why I posited, where does consciousness exist? Inside the confines of your skull or somewhere else? Does it exist elsewhere? Now, if, for example, and this has happened to me more than once, a medium will say, I've contacted your mother, and they'll tell me stuff, you know, with your father, whatever. Now, you have to ask yourself then, are they getting this information from you? Are they telepathing? Are they actually reading this from your mind, from your own memories of your mother? Or are they getting it from somewhere else? But as has happened, I've had mediums in this house, where I went in the house, sitting on a settee in the living room, and they'll pass a comment, they'll say something about, who was this, who did that? They're reading something from another source, shall we say. They're giving you information that they couldn't possibly know. And I mean they couldn't possibly know. Because in instances like this, I never give anything away to a medium. Never. I don't nod my head, smile, blink, nothing. I deadpan this. And I ask them to give me a reading. What do they get? And if they get, and 9 times out of 10, sometimes it's just nonsense. That this is for people that think they're mediums, they're not. But some people are very good at this. Very, very good. And you're giving them no non-verbal clues or verbal clues of any kind, and they're coming out with stuff that they couldn't possibly know because you haven't given them any triggers or indications of this. It's information about your family who are deceased or whatever. But yeah, absolutely, that consciousness goes somewhere into as I call it, a universal hard drive. And some people can actually latch into it. Maybe they use you as the contact. Maybe they use you as the channel to channel into it because it's your parents or whatever. But I think that they are able to tack into this universal hard drive through you.
Well, we've seen people like the American Edgar Cayce. who seem to have the ability to tap into that universal hard drive, the Akashic Record. He was very good at it.
Oh, he was indeed. He really was, yeah. But the Akashic Records, well, that's, yeah, Akashic Records, universal hard drive, Tim, it's the same thing, in effect.
Well, and I think that if ever the time comes that we're able to get a better understanding of consciousness, its origins, and how it works with us, I think it would possibly give us maybe not a complete understanding, there'd never be a complete understanding, but at least a better understanding of the other types of phenomena that we've been talking about and we'll talk about on the show today.
Well, a thing that has always fascinated me, and some of my friends have actually got into this in a big time, is poltergeist phenomena. It's not the fact that there are entities out there that just want to fool around and annoy you and mess you around, but it's the mechanism that have always fascinated me. How can something non-material cause something to move? What's the mechanism? How is it doing it? How is it manipulating, say, let's just say a book, and it's lifting a book up, moving it around and laying it down somewhere else, and you're sitting watching what's happening. So how is it doing that? Because once you understand that and you demystify it, I think you take a lot of the fear out of it, because you understand that there is a physical process or a non-physical process at work here that's able to interact with a solid object and move it. And that has always fascinated me, because as always, I've actually asked, you know, mediums or investigators who have done this a lot more than I have, because I'm kind of, some of that stuff kind of frightens me, and I kind of leave it alone a little bit because I don't understand it. But I've asked, they think that there is probably no limit to what a poltergeist can move, to shift, to lift and move around. And probably there isn't, because it's only, I think, that our limitations that cause them to be unable to move, say, a locomotive, to lift a locomotive up and put it down again. Well, they can shift wine glasses or cups or saucers or whatever, ornaments, stuff. They can even lift pianos, I believe, which are pretty heavy. But I think there should be no physical limit to what a poltergeist can move. And some of my, if you like, psychic friends agree with me, some don't. But my opinion is that there should be no physical limit to what these things can do. And believe me, if they could, and the military could weaponize it, you can guarantee they would weaponize it all right, because that would be absolutely amazing. What a tool. What a tool they could have. I mean, somebody sitting in a room someplace and causing some eruptions like thousands of miles away somewhere else. It's a bit like John Ronson's The Men Who Stared at Goats. If you like, it's an extension of that. Yeah. So I think that poltergeist phenomenon, if it was ever understood, if the military could weaponize it, they probably would.
Oh, well, we know that both the United States and Russia, probably China as well, have seriously looked into the poltergeist phenomena in an attempt to find a way to weaponize it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, because the military can't see anything else except, if you like, to get the edge on the enemy. But it seems to be that they haven't actually achieved it yet, otherwise they would have been doing it, and it would have been pretty obvious they were doing it. Or who knows, maybe they have. We wouldn't know anyway.
Well, I mean, but that's the thing about paranormal phenomena, is that it is really, at least as far as we know, impossible to pin down. Which is, you know, one of the reasons that science is so skeptical towards it, because it can't be reproduced time and time again in a laboratory setting.
Yep. Well, sometimes it can, but even when it can, science will reject it anyway. I mean, we have a Friday night group. We just call ourselves the Friday Freaks. And there's a variable number, usually about 14, 15, 16 people. It's like a Zoom call we have.
Before we get into the contents of this Zoom call and go Zoom, we got to go Zoom in a totally different way. With Brian and Gene and Tim, You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Like a Zoom call, you get together with these people. Brian, go on.
Yep.
And then, by the way, folks, I know you're anxious to hear more about the book. After this, we'll segue back into some fascinating, fascinating chapters I want to go over with him.
Sure. The whole thing is the people in the Zoom cast, that there's doctors, that there's astronomers, there's technician. Well, all my life I was a technician, instrument tech in the petrochemical industry, and you don't get more hard-headed than that. But it's like I say, it's all technology at base. But yeah, but there's a great mix of people, highly intelligent people in this Zoomcast. And we kick around all sorts of ideas. All sorts of ideas have come out of it as well. We get guest speakers along to give us a presentation. I've given a few myself. And most people, you sort of pay your way, once every month or so, or a couple of months, somebody will give a presentation and everybody will tear them to bits, which seems to be par for the course. But yeah, it's a great Friday night. I've come across some very, very interesting ideas. Because when you get your peers, if you like, who are willing to listen to what you've got to say, a bit like you guys, and then maybe rip you apart a little and make you justify what you're saying, there's nothing wrong with that, because that keeps you on your toes, and it makes you very careful about what you say.
I think that we would be remiss, Brian, if we didn't mention that you're also involved in probably one of the, not probably the best, paranormal-based e-magazines out there.
Oh, yeah, Phenomena Magazine. Yeah. Thank you very much for bringing that up, Tim. Yeah, Phenomena Magazine, I've been editing it for maybe 8 years now. Before that, I edited a newsstand magazine called Paranormal. But when the recession hit worldwide, it was just costing too much. They weren't selling enough copies on the newsstand, so they folded the magazine. And a guy called Steve Mira, I don't know if you ever heard of Steve, again, he's another guy you should get on your show sometime.
We actually had him invited, and I think he had some kind of illness, and we tried to reschedule, and we never got a chance.
Yeah, Steve, he's a really good guy to talk to, because he's been around us for a long time, and he knows quite a lot of stuff about it. Yeah, Steve knew I'd been editing Paranormal Magazine, and he said, would I like to come on board as his assistant editor? Well, I said, yeah, because, well, he ain't doing nothing else. I came on, I sub-edited it for exactly, I think, 3 issues. And he said, look, you've been around this game for a long time. Would you like to edit the magazine? Because I've got other things to do. I said, yeah, I'll be the editor. So I edited it from then on, which I say is about just over 8 years I've been editing the magazine. And we've now, as far as we can tell, we're getting around between 1.5 and 2 million downloads a month. And that's pretty damn good by anybody's rates, I think.
Yeah, it's a shame that the newsstand magazine business just really just folded under. It's never come back again. The e-magazines are great, but I like a physical book to hold and read.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm old-fashioned enough, yeah. I do prefer it. I subscribe to the 14 Times, because it's a pretty good magazine. Although, to be fair, about 10 years ago, this was at the time when I was editing Paranormal, I had a conversation with a guy that was editing Phenomena magazine. I said, look, I'm going to stop doing this. This was, like I said, was 10 years ago. Because I said, every month, it's the same stuff, the same people, yada, yada, yada. In fact, it's boring, quite frankly. And I told him that. I said, oh, you think so? I said, yeah. And that was it. I stopped subscribing to it. And it's only last year that I renewed the subscription, because I'd read a couple of copies. And they get some new writers and new regulars, but some of the old faces are still there. But I think 14 Times tends to be too sceptical for its own good, to be honest with you, because I think they don't give enough credence to some of the stuff that does happen, because they're always looking for rational explanations for stuff, and sometimes there just isn't any rational explanations for stuff, especially when you're dealing with paranormal phenomena. But then again, I mean, I get the magazine, I've renewed the subscription for 14 times, and I'm still getting it, and yeah, it's okay. It's something to look forward to once a month that I can sort of sit down and open up and lose myself in for a couple of hours.
I think it's really just about the only one left. I mean, there may be some, like smaller, more regional run magazines, but, as for national or international magazines, 14 times is about it.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Tim. In fact, I know you're right. There is another magazine I see advertised on the back cover sometimes, but I'm pretty sure that's an online thing, and you've got to pay for it as well. I've never looked at it, so I can't really say how good or bad it is. But there are a couple, but most of them, like you say, are online. They're all online.
So, and it's interesting because you don't have the popularity of the magazines anymore, yet the popularity of these subjects that we're talking about is probably higher than ever.
I would say so. I think you're absolutely right. Now, over here in the UK, on Freeview, we have a channel that's called Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E, Blaze. And they run regularly UFO stuff, paranormal themed. They were doing the Curse of Skinwalker Ranch. They did a couple of series of that. And they actually, well, when I saw the Curse of Skinwalker Ranch, I thought, what are you doing? You know, because these people, they seem to be getting a handle on something. And once they get a handle on it, they just let it go. They didn't sort of pursue it and keep on pursuing it. They just let it go. And they were always talking about health and safety. And I'm thinking, stop it. Stop this nonsense. But if you've got someone going there, go and chase it. Put yourself out. I mean, I certainly would. If I was getting a sort of phenomenon coming on Skinwalker Ranch on a regular basis, and it was almost testable, you could sort of guarantee something was going to happen at some point. But these guys, I think they just let it go. Now, I saw the first two series of it. I think they brought another series, a third series out. But Blaze, for some reason, hasn't run it yet. But hopefully we'll get around to running it.
Yeah, the series does continue. But I'm not quite sure what the new season will be, whether it's season 3 or 4. But yeah, it's continuing.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they seem to be getting results, but then it just slips through their fingers again. They don't seem to pursue it. It's almost as if they find what the answer to the Skinwalker Ranch actually is, the show is going to end because they've got to know where else to go with it, because they've found it. They found what the answer actually is. But I'm 100% certain that Skinwalker Ranch is a geomagnetic anomaly it sits on, and that's why it works. That's why the phenomena occur there. Same as I said with the Bonnie Bridge Triangle, it's because it's on a geomagnetic anomaly.
So say that knowing the conditions in those two locales, we could look at similar locales and then come up with a certainty whether weird stuff happens?
Yeah, well, the thing about the Bonnie Bridge Triangle is, for a time there, you couldn't open a newspaper or put on the TV, but there was something happened, something had been seen over Bonnie Bridge or a little...
Now, before we break for this episode, I do want to give a shout-out to Fate Magazine. That's fatemag.com. The magazine is published electronically, online, and there's also a print version. It's been around since 1948, believe it or not, but it's more of a general interest paranormal publication. More with Brian, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
Well, the Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. The Chinese spy weather balloon that we've all been watching for days is no more.
Order the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water outside within 12-mile limit.
An ex-staffer for New York GOP Rep. George Santos claims in an ethics complaint that the freshman congressman violated House ethics rules. He's filed a complaint with the U.S. Capitol Police and the Office of Congressional Ethics. Southwest Airlines president sitting down to answer for the holiday meltdown that stranded thousands of passengers. That polar vortex over the Northeast has moved out. Boston expected to reach temperatures of almost 50 today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Brian, tell us more about this portal area, we call it.
Yeah, portal area. These geomagnetic anomalies, nobody knows why this happens, because it's just, maybe it's just a factor of geomagnetism that causes this, or it facilitates it, shall we say. But the reason that you're not getting the same level of reports coming from the Bonnie Bears Triangle is because people just stopped looking. And it's almost certain it's still happening. That people just stopped looking. Although you do get the odd person, they'll go off into a place called, my wife actually comes from Bonnie Bridge, she was born there. There are areas, they call it high Bonnie Bridge. It's a wild, windswept moor, and a lot of sightings were seen, a lot of stuff seen up there. Used to get up a lot of people going up there deliberately looking for UFOs. But then it all faded away and it all died to death, and that was an end to it. Just stopped after that because people just stopped looking. I'll guarantee it's still happening.
All right. Well, I think Gene would like for us to get back into the Book of Secrets, Alien Ghosts and Ancient Mysteries. Now, before this book, how many other books have you written?
Now, this was the 14th, so I've written 14 books. Oh, well, let me see. There was I Cast Thee Out, which is about exorcism and possession. Rosslyn Between Two Worlds, which was about the Rosslyn Chapel and the phenomena that we actually uncovered in there, and we know it is there, and we know how to operate it as well. We have a good idea. Project Phenomena was another one. The View from the Abyss was another one. A Book of Secrets, we're talking about The Believers, which is about cults. Barriers of Belief, which was an extension of that. There weren't any more sort of cult behavior, cults and different sort of cult beliefs. Deceptions of Gods and Men and Revenants. Haunted Places and Haunted People, which was a book of my own, if you like, exploits when I was going out ghost hunting. I put them together and came up with a book on it. Yeah, so I've written a total of 14. One was co-written with Barry Fitzgerald, so I've written 13 and a half in that case.
Well, and you've written just about something about everything of our favorite subjects, and I'll go into in your new book, chapter 3 is ETs and the Hollow Earth. Oh, yeah. And I mean, and as you well know, I mean, our good friend, the late Tim Beckley, loved Hollow Earth stories. I think the first book that he ever wrote when he was 15 dealt with the Shaver mystery in the Hollow Earth.
Oh, the Shaver mystery,
As Tim knows, I knew Richard Shaver pretty well, as did Tim Beckley.
Mm. Okay. Well, the thing that a lot of people don't seem to realize is that the Hollow Earth could be, or areas of the, under the surface are hollow. There is an anomaly that is known. It's been actually measured, and they know it's there. The short version of it is called the MOHO, M-O-H-O, the MOHO. And the full name is the Mohorovicic discontinuity. And this is an area between the crust and the mantle, in which there are like city-sized cavities, okay, way below the Earth. They're thousands of feet down. They're dotted all around the Earth, below the Earth, I should say. And it's called the Mohorovicic discontinuity, and any of your listeners could look this up. You'll find that what I'm saying is right, that there is a potential for things to be down there, civilizations to be down there. And pardon me, and we just don't know of any contact with them whatsoever, because they exist in that biosphere that's down there.
Well, a lot of people would look at the idea of the Hollow Earth and think almost, you know, like the resurgence of the flat earthers. That, you know, it's just it's just impossible. You know, there's just no possible way that the Earth could be, you know, hollow or even have, you know, giant cavern systems scattered throughout.
Well, the MOHO suggests differently, that there are these giant caverns, as I say, almost city-sized down there. So if these cavities do exist, then it's entirely possible that there are civilizations that we know nothing about down there. Although just what they look like is anyone's guess, because no one's actually encountered, or maybe we have, we wouldn't know. But yeah, there is the possibility that there are things down there, that there are civilizations down there, because I say, the space is there for them to be there.
Well, I mean, we do know that South America is riddled with ancient tunnels and caverns that have only been explored so far for you know, various reasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems like that once archaeologists may get an idea of who had built one particular one, and when they come to find out that it was a lot older than, you know, than some of the, you know, recent work, recent being 500,000 years ago, that a lot of these tunnels almost seem to be, you know, antediluvian.
Oh, yeah, it's entirely possible. Like I say, the fact that there are cavities under the Earth that could house civilizations like that doesn't mean they're there. It just means the possibility is that they are there. But what they would actually live on and how they would live and what they're actually breathing and what it's like down there, it's going to be pretty hot and pretty, you know, pretty messy, I guess. But the possibility is there. I think that's the best thing you can say for it.
Well, in the early days of the modern UFO phenomena, the idea that these ships may be coming from an underground
station.
I mean, that was really popular for a while. And, you know.
It was for a while, but then again, so was the Nazi UFO thing as well. Mm. This, well, frankly, nonsense came out about Nazi UFOs. The best you can say for that is that the U.S. government and the Soviet government to some extent, but the U.S. government got in there first. There was a lot of Nazi technology what was taken from, you know, research labs in Nazi Germany, and most of it went to the USA. One particular aircraft, it was the Hawk HO-229, which was a flying wing, And it's almost certain that this was developed into other flying, successful flying wings by U.S. Aeronautic companies, you know, the aircraft builders. They developed that into flying wings, quite successful ones. I mean, the B-2 stealth bomber is an example of that. But, that a lot of stuff that was attributed to, you know, E.T. or the E.T.'s gave us fiber optics, they gave us trans... No, they didn't. That all came from Nazi Germany. And the E.T. excuse, that's where it all came from. I think this was... And I'm not being disrespectful here, guys. I wouldn't do that. But I think that U.S. companies who developed, say, the transistor, who developed fiber optics, stuff like that, they could hardly say, we got this from Nazi technology. It was much simpler to say, we got it from ETs, you know, at Roswell or whatever. And this is where all this technology come from. And people would go, really? And it would deflect blame, if you like, to think that the US, one of the allies, were making a lot of money from Nazi tech, you know, from developed Nazi devices, Nazi technology, because there's no two ways about it. The German scientists were way ahead than we were. And a lot of stuff towards the end of the Second World War, and it's just lucky that we won it too, because they were very close to developing a nuclear bomb, and they wouldn't have thought twice about using it either. So I think they actually had test firings on Rügen Island, which is up north and some sort of the coast, so the German coast somewhere. But was it Rügen Island? I think it's called Rügen or Rügen. And they did some testing up there of nuclear, very primitive nuclear devices, but the Germans nearly got there first, and I can assure you that.
Oh, yeah, the United States wouldn't have had their space program or been able to go to the moon if it hadn't been for captured Nazi scientists and their technology.
Well, that's the thing that really annoys me. I mean, the Lord Werner von Braun.
We've got a break here with Brian, Gene, and Tim, and then we go on. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I know on last week's episode of the Paracast, we did talk about Nazi spaceships last week, right, Tim? And the discussion was primarily in the After the Paracast podcast with Graham Rendell. And that was really fascinating because he pointed out reasons why he felt those things never really existed, although obviously we did get technology from the Germans. But he kind of likened the Germans in the way he described them to Google. Not that he said that, I said that, which is Google is notorious for experimenting with all sorts of stuff. They spend tons of money on it, maybe not as much now because they're laying off people, spending tons of money on stuff that never gets finished. And maybe the Nazis were doing the same thing.
I think you're probably right there, Gene, you know, but I can actually agree wholeheartedly with your previous guest when he, there were no Nazi UFOs, there just weren't. They experimented with all sorts of designs, all sorts of different designs, but they couldn't get them to work, which is why you don't have disc-shaped spacecraft flying around just now, because the technology just isn't there to get them to fly, because what we've got does perfectly well on its own. Yeah, so I don't think there ever were any Nazi UFOs, ever.
Well, going, since we're talking about UFOs, in your book, Chapter 19, you've got the chapter is entitled Ufology and the Collins Elites.
Yeah, well, I think Gene intimated at the start of the show that you had talked about the Collins Elite, but I think, and also you had Nick Redfern talking about it as well, and Nick, I mean, I checked with Nick, did the Collins Elite actually exist? And he said yes, they did, and that was good enough for me. I took his word for it. But it shows just how much, shall we say, that there's interference comes from certain pressure groups within the USA, mainly religious, mainly very, very right-wing, that they were quite certain that as far as the Collins Elite was concerned, that UFOs were crewed by demons, that they were satanic in origin. I think that's the way that Nick was actually framing this. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. But I think he was framing it that this group was set up within investigative bodies looking into the reality of UFOs, and the question wasn't were UFOs real, because manifestly they are and they're coming here, but what brings them and where they're coming from? Well, as far as the Collins Elite was concerned, they seemed to be steering it in a very, very pointed direction, that these things were satanic, they were crewed by demons, and in some versions crewed by angels, if you want, but that's what the Collins Elite was actually all about, and that was their interest in that particular research into the reality of UFOs.
Yeah, they. I don't know about the Collins Elite, but in one of the more recent discussions concerning the Air Force and the Navy's new involvement in looking into the UFO mystery, it was stated that there is still interference from within the Pentagon for religious reasons.
Sure, sure.
That the perception is that UFOs and its accompanying phenomena is demonic.
Yep. I can't see any reason why they would want to do that. But, I mean, I'm not even sure what the agenda would be. But for me, if UFOs are a reality, or UAPs, whatever you want to call them, I think that's the latest term, I think, UAP. But whatever they are craft. They're arriving in our reality. It's where they come from is the problem. Now, the religious lobby would have it that they're coming from Satan, or they're satanic, that they're coming from hell and they're crewed by demons and they're here to sort of destroy humanity, to bring us down. But I think that's just foolish. I can't see any reason for them to do that. I just don't think that there's any advantage to be gained by claiming that these spacecraft that come here, because they are spacecraft. You might even call them timecraft, I suppose, for that matter, the better way of putting it. That whatever comes here is arriving here in our reality. It does make contact with us in various forms, but whatever form they take, they're not actually, if you like, enlightening us with anything that when they get here. They're certainly not, I don't think, trying to destroy our beliefs in religion, because I don't think they've got anything to do with religion. But some people seem to think they do. And that I think is a pity, because it stifles the whole thing. Because when you approach something with a preset agenda, you're going to get the result you want to get, and not what, you know, and not what the phenomenon actually is. You will get the result you want to get if you're approaching it with that point of view.
Well, the UFO phenomena also has kind of a trickster aspect to it, that if you, like you said, if you go into it looking for evidence of, say, you know, like demons or something else entirely, you know, looking for evidence that are coming from the hollow earth, then the phenomena tends to steer you even more into that direction.
Well, I think you put your own spin on it if you were doing that, to make it do that. Because if you can look at the UFO phenomenon, we tend to be, I think we're going down a rabbit hole here. But if you look at the UFO phenomenon with an open mind, you cannot but admit they are arriving here. But it's, like I said way at the start, it's where they're coming from is the problem, and why is the other problem. I mean, you get this sort of do-gooders that will say, well, oh, they're here to show us the error of our ways and to stop destroying the planet, yada, 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 and so forth. But we don't really know why they're coming here, what they want, because the other excuse is, oh, they're coming here, they're taking samples of human beings, they're slicing and dicing us, they're slicing and dicing animals and all the rest of it. And that, to me, just seems foolish, because if you've got a race of beings that can devise craft, that can travel interstellar distances or come from another reality, and they can devise these craft, surely they can do a better job of figuring out what makes a stick than slicing and dicing us. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. It never has done.
Well, that's something that Gene has said in the past. You know, it's like, you know, after all these supposedly, you know, centuries of abductions, don't they have enough DNA samples by now?
Well, I thought they would. Well, it depends. Again, when you go down this rabbit hole, you start coming up, you know, like various governments have come to agreements with the ETs that, you know, that they'll allow them to take human beings for samples in exchange for their technology. I've come across that, and I just don't buy that one either, quite frankly, because that would then depend what kind of technology that the governments are after. Because you can be sure, as shooting, that it's going to be technology that's going to be able to give them a military advantage of some sort. It wouldn't be anything that's going to like give us free power or free energy or whatever, because free energy is really what we need now. But there again, the big corporations just aren't going to let that happen, because you get the story about Tesla and his broadcasting energy and all the rest of it, free energy. The big power companies just aren't going to let that happen, because they'll see their profits sliding. Because that free energy has got to be generated, it's got to be transmitted, it's got to be received, it's got to be converted into something that people can use in their homes or their factories or whatever. So they're going to have a knife in there somewhere getting money out of this.
And Nikola Tesla never said that he had free energy. You know, he had a way of generating free energy. He had come up with a method of sending electricity or energy wirelessly.
That's right.
But it still had to be generated at its, you know, transmitter one way or the other. At Tesla's time, he was using coal and steam.
Sure.
But he saw the day that, you know, technology would come up with, you know, something different.
Yeah, I guess so. But if you think of the free energy aspect of this, I mean, right now, you've got miles and miles of copper and aluminum cable, you know, carrying power from the power stations out to substations, from the substation into your home, from your home into all, you know, it's all copper wire. So there's one thing you could do without. You wouldn't need copper wire anymore if it could come with some means of transmitting the power direct to your home.
We've got more to come. Zero point energy. Now, as many of you know, you can actually charge smartphones and other gear wirelessly, but you have to place them on something for the electricity to transfer. So maybe that's halfway there? I don't know. Then again, zero point energy. What about that concept? Brian, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.